Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Chris Rose, who starts off the 1 o'clock hour right here on Baskin and Phelps. And, of course, he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mr. Rose, how are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Good. Chris. I have a question to ask you, though. Looking through Instagram, looking at you in the professional wrestling square, I know you're not going to – I know it's a teaser for Rose Rotation, but you and Roddy Piper, like, I didn't know this thing existed until you put that out there on Instagram. What is that all about?
Yeah, well, I didn't actually put that out there. That was our producer extraordinaire of the Rose Rotation. Robbie Sciarrocco, who found that little clip. It came up during my chat with A.J. Pierzynski, the White Sox Twins catcher. He reminded me of something, and so there you go.
Was that during – were you on Best Damn when you did that? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was quite the extravaganza, and there's an interesting story kind of behind the clip.
Make sure you follow Chris on Instagram to know what we're talking about. But, it had to have been kind of a rush. I mean, you're standing there. Was it WWE at the time or WWF? I can't remember. But that you were out there. You're in the middle of the show, baby. You are right there. You've got the mic. You're yelling. I'm super impressed with that thing. What was that like?
That was fun. It was fun. It was a crazy atmosphere. It was the first time I had ever been to any sort of wrestling event. And I think it was TNA Wrestling back in the day, and we did it down in Orlando. And it was insane because I'd played up the whole wrestling is fake sort of deal on Best Damn. I loved having wrestlers on because they were just so entertaining and gracious with their time and good to the people behind the scenes at Best Damn. And I always loved them. But I was always like, guys, how can people get so excited about something where they know what the ending's going to be? I was like, I get it that it's not fake from the standpoint of, like, all the moves they make hurt like hell.
Right.
And they are fantastic athletes. I never, ever say anything bad about the athletic side of it all. But I was like, how do people get that? And they're like, it's our wrestling soap opera. And I was like, okay. You know, like my college roommate, Brad Ricco, who lives in Cleveland now, always a huge wrestling fan, and he's like one of the most intellectual thinkers I've ever met. For him to be doing wrestling like back, it was just always our thing where we would go back and forth. But
It's pretty awesome. Go look at the tease; it's on Instagram. So I was excited for you what you were doing. I was like, wow, man, that's amazing. So, all right, Chris, the Browns yesterday. We had a press conference. We're not in the playoffs, mm-hmm. And you know, Jeff and I were trying to figure out. We were playing a game this morning. And I was shocked to see how many people hopped in on this thing. We were saying, fix the Browns or figure things out without saying the quarterback's name. So just basically realizing there are other problems other than the quarterback is where we're trying to get to. And it was an interesting test. Phone lines are packed. People want to talk about it. I'm just curious, your thoughts. You can say his name. We're not saying it today. But just your thoughts on where we are and where we're going with this thing.
Well, obviously, over the weekend, Ian Rappaport came out with the report that the Browns are going full steam Baker ahead, if you will. I don't think Andrew Berry nor Kevin Stefanski could say anything but that at this point. I mean, what's the alternative? You've guaranteed a guy $18.5 million next year. He's destined for surgery. You can't talk about other teams' players. So, of course, what you have to come out with is, yeah, he's our guy, and we fully believe in him. Whether or not that's accurate, I don't know. Whether that means that, yes, he's the starter and you bring in a free agent like Mitchell Trubisky or Marcus Mariota, guys that have started, you know, substantial number of games, still relatively young, and have started playoff games as well to push him. You know, I mean, we can all look at Case Keenum and say, hey, Case has been in an NFC championship game, which is factually accurate, but he was never brought in here to push Baker, right? I think we can all agree on that.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. But if you bring in guys of that ilk who are not, they're not top-of-the-line quarterbacks, they're not even starting quarterbacks at this point in their career, but they're worth taking a Ryan Tannehill flyer on, then that's maybe the direction they're going to go for next year and then proceed.
Chris, I like that idea. How do you think that plays? I mean, does that bug the you-know-what out of Baker, and does that matter?
But who cares? It shouldn't matter. I mean, the sport is about competition. And I think that if Baker were being honest, do you think if you ask Baker Mayfield the question, are you happy with the individual season you put out there on tape, what would his answer be?
I'm sure it would be no, he's not.
Okay, if you followed up by saying the next question, do you think based on what has transpired and where you are in your career that the team owes it to you to just strictly give you the job?
I'll bet he would think yes. He okay. might not say it, but for instance, what if Jameis Winston came in here and beat him out? You see Baker as the number two quarterback here?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
But I also, you know, I'd have to remember how it all went down in Tennessee with Mariota. I forget if he got hurt. I think it was a combination of ineffective play, and he wasn't 100% healthy.
I think
now, Marcus
right.
Mariota is a way different person than Baker Mayfield, right? Like, you know, Baker is boisterous and, you know, all that sort of stuff, and that's kind of what makes him tick. Marcus Mariota, holy smokes, like I remember him at the 2015 Combine, and we had both Mariota and Jameis Winston on the set together. And it was incredible because here's Jameis Winston, who's very much like Baker in that he's very personable. He's loud. He's a salesman. He did a better job selling Marcus Mariota than Marcus Mariota did when we were asking him questions. Huh. Like it was just really interesting. So he's a very quiet guy. But I mean, listen, I think that's the way you have to. I don't think you're being fair to your organization if you just go another year status quo.
Chris, how bare is the cupboard towards getting to the playoffs? Like, is this tweak? Is this – I don't think anybody believes that they've got to do a rebuild. But
no.
What has to happen going into next year so that we're not sitting here on the outside looking in on the playoffs?
If you were to ask me the big difference between 2020 and 2021, it's literally a handful of plays, right? I think they were, 7-2 in one score games in 2020, and this year it was a god awful
3-something.
Like nearly the reverse.
Yep.
Right? And so that sort of stuff happens. But let's think about this. They got 8 wins with a quarterback playing like a bottom 10 quarterback. I don't think a lot of teams could say that they were right there on the cusp of making the postseason with a bottom 10 quarterback. Like, were the Jets anywhere close to that? No. Jags? No. Falcons? Panthers? Like, those teams were awful. The Browns just need that, but it's an important part of the equation, you know, and I think that the offense, I think they need to really take a look at the offense because I think the way that the game is, and I think I brought this up last week, the way the game has transformed in the last 10 years, there's such an advantage to throwing the ball downfield. There's not that huge fear like, oh, my God, it's going to get intercepted or it's going to be incomplete, that it's going to be 2nd and 10. It's going to be like, yeah, you know what? Our guy's going to make the play or our guy's going to draw a penalty.
Yeah.
And it's way easier to get a 35-yard passing play or pass interference play than it is a 35-yard run from scrimmage. That's a tough thing to do.
So with that in mind, Chris, and Andy and I talked about this earlier, I said the one thing you can do to change the team is somehow the offensive, and I don't know if scheme is the right word or approach or whatever. What would you do there to make that happen without, and let's assume Baker's back. So you're not changing the quarterback. What do you do to make that whole unit better?
I mean, we know they've got to upgrade the receiver personnel. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
I mean, we get that. By the way, you know, I found the David Njoku press conference interesting the other day. I don't know how much you guys talked about that. I think that's one piece that we have spent very little time talking about that I think could be a mistake if they let him walk. And I know that he hasn't been immensely consistent over the years, right? You know, you throw him a ball and sometimes he makes an amazing catch, but he seems like such a huge mismatch. He's not even going to be 26 until next summer. He's their most talented tight end. So if this is the system you want to run, I don't understand why we can't get him six passes a game. Use his athleticism.
Amen.
Yeah, you're arguing with the choir on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris, we said the other day, if you had to rank the tight ends, it would probably be just the opposite of what it was either at the beginning of the season or the end of the previous season. I'd go Njoku, Bryant, and Austin Hooper. I wonder if Hooper's even back next year.
Well, I think I kind of looked at the math on that, and I know that the cap's going up, but that's still a pretty big hit after year two of a four-year contract. So I think they might be stuck with that. And Njoku is, by all accounts, and I'm not a tight end blocking aficionado, has significantly improved in that part of his game as well. I just think it's a huge mistake with a team that seems to be lacking downfield weapons to let a guy go. It doesn't feel right. I felt like, I think I tweeted out this week that Njoku was the most underutilized player on this offense outside of Kareem Hunt, and we all know that obviously he missed half the season because of injury, and they didn't, in my opinion, they didn't utilize him that well when he was around. So I thought that those are two of the things that are missing. Like, if you're asking how do we improve, I think part of it is we utilize guys better. You know?
Efficiency.
It's not like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we can also, the easiest part of your team to fix is wide receiver in this league. You can do that so quickly.
Let's keep
There's
our
fingers
crossed.
So much talent out there.
Chris, I don't want to run out of time here. Hey, Major League Baseball and the Players Association are going to talk on Thursday. So we'll be ready to go on Friday. Everything will be.
Yeah. You got that right. You nailed it.
All right. Hey, that's twice on this in our interviews. I've nailed the right thing. Are we going to get anywhere on Thursday? I mean, other than maybe just being in the same room together?
I think that's it. Huh. You know, they say that the league will offer major economic proposals, but nothing to do with free agency and things of that nature. Like, oh, wait a second. So what are we talking about? Like, how you guys split the concessions at the soft serve ice cream machine? I'm confused. Like, why don't we just get to the major, major core issues? You know, for the first time last week, I was told by somebody in the know that it's going to be that the season will start late, that there's not optimism. And if I hope I'm wrong, and I hope that the person I talk to is wrong. I'm really rooting for them to be wrong because I would like nothing more than to be ill-advised on that. I do not one of those people that says, see, I had that. Nope. I would rather be way wrong, have them start spring training on time. It just doesn't feel like it. And it certainly doesn't pass the smell test.
Wait, is it chocolate or vanilla or swirl that they're arguing
right.
about? Right. Same thing.
Right.
All right, before we let you go.
Why don't I ever get any Cavs time with you guys?
Well, because I don't. Jeez. All right, you have 30 seconds on the Cavs. Go!
I thought the win in Sacramento was very, very big because I watched that whole game. I was like, we're losing this one. They shot poorly, particularly from three. They looked lethargic, even though both teams had played the previous night. it's a game where when you go on a six-game road trip, it's one of those where you circle where if you're going to make a stand and be one of the top six teams in the East, you have to win. And somehow that last shot did not go in. And I was like, this could be a nice little special run they've got going. So good for the Cavs.
30 seconds on the Cavs with Chris Rose. Thank you. Tell me what's – quickly, I want to know, BattleBots and Rose Rotation, what's next?
Episode 2, Season 6 of BattleBots coming your way tomorrow night on Discovery and Discovery Plus. For BattleBots fans, Whiplash will make its season debut. Yeti's back. Those are a couple of bigger bots that will be competing. Really fun. And as I mentioned, the Chris Rose Rotation with A.J. Pruszynski, I point-blank asked him if – he hated being hated, and he gave a very interesting answer to that question.
Ooh.
That's coming out next week. He was really, really good on a ton of stuff, including on guys who he would put in the Hall of Fame and not that are on the same ballot as he is this year.
All right, we got there something to talk about next week. All right, let's do that. Chris, thank you. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
all right, Chris.
Chris
Rose, know him, love him. He is from right here in Northeast Ohio. Pride of University School and Shaker Heights, and he was nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.